This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Love Our Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. But hey, look, it's a reprisal of a segment that you all know and love.
We're bringing it back.
We are bringing it back. It's had a little bit of a rest period.
It's had to.
Because, you know, in all honesty, a lot of people weren't emailing in. But then all of a sudden, we got a flurry of emails.
According to Duncan, he's let us know that we've got enough to run a whole segment of Judge Z and G.
Of Judge Z and G. The best segment, I think, that Duncan's come up with, to be honest with you.
Easily.
All right. And look, Duncan was even great enough to, you know, create a sting for us. So, could we play that sting, please?
All rise for Judge Z and G. Court is now in session.
You better believe it.
Oh, you better believe it.
We're ready to lay it down.
It is on. We are ready to preside over some cases.
Our Proud is email us here at laughourproud@joy.org.au.
That's right. And we, well, Duncan, reads through them all and then filters them down to us so we can preside over the matters.
So have you got the first case over there, Judge G?
I do. It says, hey, TNS boys. First off, that's not what this show is.
A little bit way off.
But can you tell me how long does it take for cheese to go moldy in the fridge?
I don't know if that's a...
Interesting. Hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay. Going along with... Because, you know, the moldy cheese is, you know, more expensive. It's more exotic.
Oh, so cheese with mold is worth more.
That's right. Yeah. If you put it in the fridge, it increases in value. You know?
So is that what you've been doing at the house?
That's why there's a second fridge and it smells funny.
Okay, I didn't want to ask any questions.
That's right.
But I don't pay the bills.
I would say, who sent it in, Duncan?
Steve.
Thanks, Steve. I would say, you know, in my expert opinion, running from our C&G household.
Yes.
Left the cheese in there for about 2 to 3 years. And, you know, it's gathered some lovely mold.
And how much money are you planning to make on that?
You're
a cheese flipper, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, I bought the block for $3.95 at a supermarket.
And
3 years later, that's a 700% increase. $1 million.
Wow, that's maths right there.
That is fantastic maths right there, isn't it?
All right. Well, that seems like case closed.
I think that's a case closed on that one. Does anyone else agree? No, we didn't need your input.
Well, okay. Luckily, I've got case number two here.
Oh, do you?
Of Judge Z and G.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Okay.
It reads, Judge Z and G.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I haven't been in Australia for that long. But I have found that all kookaburras, to me, look the same.
Wow.
Ooh.
All right,
do you want me to field this one?
Yeah. Okay. You take hold of
well,
that.
Well, I feel
that's sensitive,
us
know?
Here at Life at Proud,
yep.
Judge Z and G,
yep.
We declare lawfully that we're not going there. We're not even going to touch that question.
We're not going near that.
So bad luck.
Bad luck. And Duncan, that's on you for not fielding the questions correctly.
Ooh, that's not looking good.
Because it doesn't look good on us when we can't answer the questions, does it? Really?
It's not looking... All right, so can we have the next case, please?
What? There's no next case.
Uh-oh.
That was it. Apparently that was it. Well, we're sorry. We're sorry, everybody. Unfortunately, there was no
I'm
real...
feeling like I need to direct my feelings at someone.
Yeah. No, I think I know what you're thinking, see? And I agree.
All right.
Wendy?
Hey, Bryson, how's it going, dude? Hey, yeah, I'm talking to you, Bryson.
Shots fired!
Yeah, that's it. That's, you know what that means, everybody. It's a call-out segment.
Within a Judge Z&G segment.
Within a Judge Z&G. So, look out. Multifaceted, multi-planked. I don't know what that means.
But unfortunately, our producer...
Yes.
...was unable to produce...
Oh,
the goods.
The one job that Duncan has. And that's a real shame.
You told us we had enough for a full segment, and you give us half a segment.
You give us, like, not even. I mean, that was like 3.5 seconds into a bit.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good for old mate over there. But, look, I think your time here, your tenure here at Laugh Out Proud, a little bit on ice.
Oh.
A little bit fragile.
And I'm sad that it had to come to this.
Yeah.
Duncan, because outside of the show, we love you to bits.
Yeah.
But when it comes to running the show, look.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not the best situation when we have to, you know, stop a bit halfway through its tracks.
No, but now,
yes?
Now that I think about it, now
what's
that
up?
we're
what's up,
in
Dick?
The middle of calling people out, I'm starting to remember something.
What?
And you're starting to bother me. So, Wendy, I've got something organized. Wendy, throw the sting.
I'm calling you out, G. I'm calling you out.
Shots fired! Shots fired!
Wait a second. How did he get his own sting? How am I the only one here with not my own particular call-out sting?
Look, I've been here all day. Wendy and I, it took us a few hours to put that one together.
Oh, well, I mean,
I'm here to call you out.
What?
Because
why?
It's been
Look,
there's been a problem that's been brewing a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit, and I felt like I needed to create my own sting.
Yep.
To call you out about it.
Wow, that's very selfish of you.
Well, some would call it selfless.
Okay.
Because I'm here to help you at the end of the day.
Really? Okay, please do tell.
I just want you to know that you're a little bit of a big-time close talker and close walker.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
You're all up in my business.
I don't notice that I'm a close talker.
Like, we're in a studio with plenty of microphones. Uh-huh. You can insist on sharing the same one with me.
I mean, I've seen that episode of Seinfeld many a time to really, you know, understand that you don't want to do that. People don't want to be, you know, 2 centimeters from the face.
And I feel like it's just, I want you to take on board.
I mean, I know I'm sitting right next to you right now, but.
I know. I feel like you're in my pockets, and it's not how we should be running the show.
Well, I mean, come on. It's how I like to interact with people. And I know I do like to flat tire some people. No, I don't like it. I just do
it unintentionally. It's an innate, yes.
I do it unintentionally. I mean, I think I might have to take slower strides, but I don't know how to. Okay, you're coming at me with that. Well, how am I going to resolve this situation?
Well, as a
close talker,
part of your close talking is you get a bit shoulder touchy, a little bit too friendly.
Jeez.
And I know it's all meant in a genuine. It comes from a safe place.
I like to make connections with people. And okay, I'm sorry.
I understand that, but you have sweaty hands. So what I think you should do.
Yeah, well, what's that?
What I think you should do is that, you know, to not get the urge to touch someone on the shoulder or on the side of the face,
uh-huh.
you need to keep your hands busy at all times.
Okay.
So maybe, like, keep it, like, always, like, a thing of coffee in your hand.
Okay.
Or buy a Rubik's Cube.
Just a mug.
You always, your hands are always occupied,
ah.
So they can't invade other people's personal space.
You're saying 2 mugs.
You might have to do some explaining.
Really?
You may have to do some explaining.
I do like a lot of coffee, but I don't like it when you put tea in my coffee. And we learned that the other segment, didn't we?
We did.
But what?
And that's what I feel like I had to let you know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't feel guilty or bad for calling you out.
No.
So I don't. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, now I feel terrible and I can't even. I might have to leave.
Well, you can't leave just yet because we've just received an SMS about our Joy of Summer giveaway.
Ah, of course. Beautiful.
But it's in the form of a question, this one.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Well, let's do it. I think, you know what? We do have a sting.
We do.
We do have a sting for this little segment. Wendy, would you like to play that?
ZNG Q&A. Ask ZNG whatever it may be.
You can ask ZNG.
Yes, you can ask us anything.
That just put me in a fantastic mood.
Right, I'm chipper now. I am chipper.
it's got me pumped.
All right.
So I'm here to read the first question.
What was asked the RCNG question?
They want to know. And it is in relation to the Joy of Summer promotion we have going on.
Oh, fantastic.
This person wants to know, hey, ZNG, is the sound effect a monkey?
Oh,
all right.
Well, we went through that like 2 segments ago.
It's not looking good. People need to be listening.
What's this about? Do we have a monkey in the studio or something? I wish we did. I know.
That's not Duncan.
No.
That was good.
If we had a house band guitar to really riff on those ones.
Next time, we'll get
the sound effect.
We'll put that in the pitch. I see that there's another Ask ZNG sitting there.
Is there? I mean, I kind of want to play the sting again, but I don't think Wendy will let us. So continue. Sorry, continue.
It reads, hey, ZNG, love the show. Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
We appreciate it so much. You're welcome. Huh?
And this has just come through now as well. ZNG, are you guys just going to play all your recurring segments to hear the stings?
Well, look, I mean, it sounds like a bit of a call out, to be honest with you.
I mean, Wendy, did the person who sent this message organize a sting with you?
Did they? I don't know.
No.
Okay. No, okay, that's a shame.
They weren't there with us today.
That's a shame. Ah, well.
But you might have found out the little secret.
Yeah, there was a facet among facet on that little bit there. But, hey, look, Wendy's telling us we have to plug the game. So, you know.
Oof.
We've got to be right here. We've got to be all good. We've got to be following the rhymes.
But we appreciate everybody who messaged in.
We appreciate
for
it.
Any of the segments. Judge ZNG.
Yes.
The call-out segment.
Yes.
Well, ask ZNG. And if you've got any questions that you need to be addressed by ZNG.
And you can't text them in immediately, you can always email laughoutproud@joy.org.au. If that makes any sense.
I don't know if it does.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.